Savages, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. First off, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple, Google, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Trust me, people, you're going to love it. Thank you. Welcome to the Savage Empire. I'm your host, Mike Trainer. Good to have you back. Episode number 31. Keeping it going strong. Let's get into it before I get into it. This episode, I'm going to cut a promo on Clown Fred. This one's been a long time coming. Not very happy. Things that have occurred since the World Series and even throughout the year, basically since the beginning of the offseason last season. And it's just getting to be too much. So let's get into the other news before I do that. Turns out Eric Kratz, beloved catcher Eric Kratz, catcher slash pitcher, is basically retiring. He says he will not play next season. My next season will not be as a player, that's for sure. I'm deciding not to play, says Eric Kratz. Oh, he's 40 years old. I mean, has to be retirement because who's going to sign him back as a 42-year-old, basically, when he comes back if he decides to play the following year? His insight is valuable. I feel like maybe there's a job for him in the organization. That would be nice. If not, you know, best of luck for whatever he decides to do. I mean, let's not go too crazy here. I mean, he was basically our third catcher. He had big moments and, yeah, he cares and he's a good dude overall. But he's 40 years old, so let's keep it in check a little bit. But he's a good catcher. And we just happen to have a catcher who is supposed to be pretty good, who, well, let's just say keeps taking steps back. They keep fucking with him, and it keeps getting worse. So maybe he could be some sort of an assistant to help with the defense. Or are they just going to continue to fuck Gary up? I don't know. I mean, who knows if Gary's even going to be here? We don't know what's going on yet. I'm just saying, we'll miss you, Kratz. It was nice when we had you. You certainly made the best of it. And good luck, whatever you decide to do. Hopefully, it's some sort of management position in baseball, one way or the other, minors, whatever. Stay in the game. He's a good dude. Nothing new on DJ, other than Toronto might be in on him. I'm hearing the Mets might make a move for him now that they got money to spend like drunken sailors, I guess. Steve Cohen buying the Mets is either going to be good for the Yankees or bad for the Yankees. All right? Now, it comes down to this. He is a fan, and he is certainly going to do what he needs to do to make that team better. I don't know if he's going to do it right away because Everybody's coming out of COVID. We still don't know what next season's going to look like yet. I mean, we're nowhere near being able to have fans in all of the stadiums. I guess it depends on the state. Certainly not in New York. Owners are going to lose money. The Yankees are crying poverty that they've lost more money out of everybody, which is sort of believable because they're really the Steinbrenner's only business is the New York Yankees. And it's a good business. But at the same time, you've made profit every year since the family has owned that team. You've never been at a loss. So you should have money to spend for rainy days like this. Yeah, now over the course of 2-3 seasons, it may hurt. Right now, you know, they've done what every other business has done. They furloughed employees. They've gotten rid of other people in the organization. You know, things like that. They've cut jobs, more or less. They didn't really have to pay the minor leaguers this year, even though I guess they did for a little while. But, you know, they handled it like a business. So they're not hurting too bad. They've done what they could to save themselves, trust me on that. They're business first. I'm not going to get into it if the old man was still alive, what they would have done, but needless to say, they took care of themselves first. So when Hal gets on the radio and he cries poverty, I'm sorry, I don't want to hear it. When the window is half open and you can't get over that hump, and there's players out there that maybe you can get that might get you over that hump, it's time to open up the wallet. It really comes down to that. You can't go cheap. You can't run the team afraid of the luxury tax because you don't like spending, you don't like your money going into other teams' pockets. Well, boo-hoo. When you were winning in the 90s and you were paying other teams the luxury tax, it wasn't a problem, was it? It's only been a problem since the old man died. Then it was, oh, shit, we're spending too much money on the luxury tax. Okay. But you think you have enough pull, maybe you can get rid of the luxury tax. Maybe there should be a salary cap. I think they would love that more. I think a lot of teams would love that more. This is supposed to be sort of the salary cap. But you can go over it. You just have to pay the fine. That's why it's a luxury tax. So do you want a salary cap where everything is equal and every team has to be what's the word? Every team has to basically fight within the same rules. If that's what you want, then get every owner to vote on it. Boom, pass. I'm sure this year especially you can do it because a lot of owners don't want to spend the money. But I don't want to hear poverty. If you want to know what poverty is, take a look outside the window of the stadium. And look at all the people who basically were deeply affected from COVID. That's poverty. When you're ordering lobster and steak in your office. So, spare me. Spare me the bullshit. Trevor Bauer is out there. He could be a co-ace. Or at least a hell of a number two. Isn't that worth looking into? Isn't that worth, at the very least, the conversation with his agent? I mean, we're out here on Twitter doing a full court press. Talking to his agent. Talking to him. Like everybody else out there. Trying to convince him that, hey, New York's a hell of a town. The history. If you win here, it's better than winning anywhere else. I mean, you know, the usual. He knows. He's not stupid. I'm sure he would love to play here. But we're out here giving them the full court press here. And we don't even know if the Yankees want to talk to him at all. We don't know if Hal will tell Cashman to pick up the phone and call his agent and schedule a meeting and see what we can do or send him an offer, anything. We don't know. Because they want to get in the lower bracket. They want to pay, what, $175 million? Come on. That's basically re-signing DJ, and that's it. And then what? Then what? You're weakened because you don't have Tanaka, you don't have Paxton anymore. Happ is gone, you're never going to bring him back, so you save money there. Ellsbury is all but gone, which is $5 million, which is nothing. That's it. Are you going to bring up the kids to pitch? I hate to be this close to being a World Series contending team and have to rely straight on three kids to fill the rotation. That's a lot of pressure. And you didn't even trust Garcia in the playoffs this year. He got one inning. Tells me everything I need to know right there. If you trusted the kid and you thought he was an immediate help to the future to the lineup next season, he would have pitched in the playoffs more than an inning. But you didn't. So what the hell is going on here? I'm not a business owner. I'm certainly not a rich man. I'm a schlub like everybody else, struggling to make ends meet. Doing the best I can. Trying to provide for my family like everybody does. Maybe I don't get it. Maybe I'm out of touch. But I remember hearing the phrase once, you have to spend money to make money. And, you know, when you're poor, you think about things like that, and you're like, spend money to make money. And you start thinking in your head, what kind of money does it take to spend to be able to make money that actually matters? Right? So, you know, this is, I don't know, basic economics, I guess. You're basically putting down an investment now to cash in later, all right? You cash in with the TV revenue. You cash in with the World Series money. You cash in with the merchandise, the ticket sales, when tickets will be sold again. You're going to get your money. And don't kid yourself. Any Yankee fan out there cannot kid themselves. They will pass off the debt to us somehow. Tickets will go up like they normally do. They'll probably go up a lot more. And because they have a pretty good team, you're going to buy the tickets. Hell, I might even buy a few games. It might cost me $500 for a nice day game, but, you know, it's something we're willing to do, or most of us. That's how much we love the team. So if we love the team like that and we're willing to invest our time and money, it has to come back the other way too. You have to invest the money to make the money back. Simple, right? This whole staying under the luxury tax bullshit, it's getting old. Okay? This team is not on the way up. It's stuck in neutral. With the possibility of going down. Because injuries can come ravage this team again. And if you're trying to stay under the luxury tax, it means you're trying to basically steal some gems somehow on the cheap, maybe some veteran present, to be our safety net. Okay, that's fine. It helps. But goddamn it. When there's people that you can spend the money on, you got to do it. You got to do it. Back to my original point, You don't think that's what the Mets are going to do? You don't think the Mets, with Cohen, he's going to spend the same amount of money or more on the analytics? They're going to transform that team around. They're going to get a GM who's going to be fucking gung-ho with an owner that says, put together a winning team and we'll figure it out after that. That's great marching orders for a new GM. Cashman, who I believe basically has free rein. Let's be honest. He has free rein for the most part. I think if there's somebody out there he really wants, he'll talk to the player and the agent first, and he'll try to work out a deal, and then he'll bring it to Hal and say, listen, we need to get this guy. This isn't one of those what do you think situations. This is, I need your approval here so we can go get this guy. That needs to be for Bauer and DJ. Now, as I said in the last episode, DJ within reason. All right, 32. If he wants anything more than $20 million over, well, $20 million a year for 4 years, $80 million total, I don't know if I'd bring him back. Now, I know you're saying, that's crazy. You just went off on a little bit of a rant about spending money to make money. Okay, I get, you're right. You're right. And maybe it's a little bit hypocritical of me, but DJ, as great as he is not somebody you want to overspend on, if that makes sense. There has to be some limits. And even with Trevor Bauer, I'm not saying roll up to a blank check. I'm not saying give him a Garrett Cole contract, because that's two big, huge contracts. And you got other guys that you're going to have to decide on down the line. Judge, Glaber, Sanchez, within the next couple years. So you have to keep that in mind. The Stanton deal, yeah, it hurts, the money. But when he's healthy, as we saw in the playoffs, he's worth it. DJ, I mean, what I had heard was Toronto was thinking $68 million over 4 years total, which is under 20. I think if the Yankees came back with 20, you know, $20 million a year, I think that would get it done. But it depends on who else is out there. Depends if Toronto wants to spend. Depends if the Mets want to be players. Now I'm hearing they are. But what do you do with Cano? We're not sure that there's a DH rule in the National League next year. And that's part of my rant, so I'll hold off on that. But other than that, what are you going to do? You're going to bring back Tanaka? Okay, I'm fine with it, but that's got to be a cheap deal. He was making like $17 million or whatever he was making. You get him for half of that or more if you can. It depends if he wants to stay here. Well, it depends if other teams want him too. How much are teams scared of his elbow? Listen, as a number four, I'll take him for another couple years. I'm fine with it. Even if his elbow does go, he wouldn't be making that much. I'm saying is, I'm hearing the Charlie Morton rumor. I'm hearing a couple other cheap guys. I just don't understand why they're always trying to go cheap. I get it. They're trying to. Cashman's really good at this, and I understand he's trying to get the steals where he can for the lowest price he can. But I think this market is going to keep prices low because I don't think there's going to be high demand out there for a lot of the big free agents. There's going to be very little competition. You don't want to bid against yourselves like they did with coal. They basically outbidded themselves by $100 million. Where Anaheim was the closest team, and they weren't even that close. And we gave an extra year and basically like $100 million more than Anaheim was going to give just so we can lock him up. And yeah, it's worth it, I guess, but you can't keep doing that. So we'll see what Bauer gets. And if it's a one-year deal, why not? So if you want to give him $30 million for 1 year, so what? It's 1 year and it comes off the books. But this better be the year. It has to be the year. If you bring him in and you bring back DJ, and you might as well just blow it out of water at that point and sign whoever you can in terms of bullpen. I would love to get Corey Kluber on a fucking sweet contract if he's healthy. I think the mindset is there. I take a shot on Charlie Morton. I have no problem with him. I think he's a good big-time pitcher. And maybe they do take a shot on him. But they just, there's a big fish out there in Bauer. And just, I mean, the thought of having him on this team with Cole, and then you add a Severino back throughout, you know, later on in the season when he's healthy enough. I mean, come on. Spend money to make money. That's all I'm saying. You spend money to make money. So, like I said, we're going to keep giving him the, you know, the push, him and his agent, every day. Every time she or he posts something, we're on there. And, you know, it doesn't matter what we say. We're just letting him know that we would love him in New York. On the Yankees. And it would do wonders for his brand in terms of content and media presence. I don't really think the Yankees would censor him in terms of the shit he does now. I think they would actually sort of embrace it. Because you know what? It gets the brand out there. He might be the most popular athlete out there right now other than like LeBron James, but he's built his brand because he's smart. He knows how to do it. He can see the future in terms of this is what an athlete needs to do to basically make money, get yourself out there, put yourself in positions for other things. And he's still focused on the game. So as long as that doesn't hurt his performance on the field, I got no problem with it. As long as he's not out there doing stupid shit and embarrassing the team, which he really hasn't. Now, the only thing they might not like him to do is criticize the commissioner. And I don't know how he feels about that. I don't know if he can sort of not do it while in a Yankee uniform because they are a little bit conservative that way. But other than that, I guess, I'm fine with whatever else he does. His little videos that he's posting on YouTube, I follow him. I'm not even a Reds fan. I follow him. Love the guy. He's a goddamn genius. And if you don't see that, then I don't know what the hell you're looking at. And he's a hell of a pitcher. And he can handle the big stage. You don't put yourself out there like this man does and act the way he does and not have fucking ice water in your veins. Sign this guy. This is a guy we need to have on this team. I believe the DJ situation will take care of itself. I feel like I don't know how long that's going to take. I'm sure he's going to wait to hear what other teams want to offer and then go back to the Yankees about it. And it'll be up to Cashman. And we'll see what happens there. Other news. The Yankees have decided to bring on two new minor league teams, the Somerset Patriots and the Hudson Valley Renegades. Hudson Valley will be their high A affiliate, replacing the Charleston River Dogs, while Somerset will become the Yankees double A affiliate, replacing the Trenton Thunder. Tampa will shift from high A to low A, while the organization will end its affiliation with the Staten Island Yankees, rookie-level Pulaski. Scranton will still be triple A, so no worries there. But it's just shifting things around. I don't know why. I haven't really seen why they did this. I don't know. I mean, does it really matter? How many of you guys actually went to Staten Island to watch a game other than the people who live out in Staten Island or Trenton? I mean, I've gone to Wilkes-Barre Scranton games because I'm about an hour from there. So, yeah, my dad used to have season tickets, and we used to go all the time. My friend has season tickets, and we go. I highly recommend it for those who would like to try to get autographs from players. They're usually pretty accessible, unless they're diving into their cars like Clint Frazier did, but sometimes you can get him. Well, not that it matters anymore. He's our starting left fielder. I'm just saying. So that's pretty much it in terms of that. There's not much Yankee news going on. Quick shout outs here. I will say hi to, let's see, go through my list right here. Sarah Gibbs, Molly Barton, and Mrs. Tyler Wade, Penny W. Hello, ladies. Thanks for listening. Now on to Rob Manfred. This motherfucker. He just continues to show how out of touch he is with the fans. And I know I'm not naive, okay? This is what makes it more infuriating is the fact that he is just basically like, fuck the fans. I don't care. I work for the billionaire owners. I take my marching orders from them, whatever they want. And that's fine. You're there to grow the game in terms of dollars. How you build the brand of the MLB. How you get the TV deals, merchandise for teams, whatever you can do that makes more money for the owners. It's the same in every other sport. I get it. We get it. Anybody who doesn't get it needs to get it. They don't work for us. He does not work for us. He does not have our best interest in heart. And that is part of the problem. Okay? Because if you're not thinking about the fans, how do you expect to grow the sport? How do you expect to make the money for the billionaire owners? Without the fans, you have nothing. No fans in the stands. You survived it this year. But people were watching it at home. If nobody's watching it on TV and nobody's in the stands and nobody's buying the merchandise, how long is this sport going to last? Not much longer. So the fans are pretty much everything, but like in all sports, usually taken for granted because they don't have a voice. Because they take us for granted. Because for all the 10,000 people out there, they get pissed off about whatever they get pissed off about, and they decide, I'm not watching the sport anymore. There are 10,000 other people to take your spot. And even if there's less, that's okay. The money always gets passed to us. If there's losses, the fans will make it up. That's just how it goes. You can accept it, or you can do something about it by not giving them any of your money. And that's up to you. You have that right. You have that choice. But Manfred decides this year, and I totally believe this, this season was a test. It was a test. It just worked out perfect for them. The DH in the National League is a great rule. So I will give him that. I love it. I think this whole argument about the managing, the strategy, all that bullshit, it's baseball. Get over yourself. This ain't fucking chess. All right? Pitchers who bat 100 or below and the occasional one or two a year, if that, that get a home run, yeah, it looks great on SportsCenter. It don't matter. You got guys out there who can hit. They should be your fucking DH. I don't want to see pitchers fucking bat anymore. They make too much money to fucking hit. But now we're not sure if we're going to have that next year. So, okay, it was a test subject. The bullshit extra innings rule. Not a fan. I'm not a fan. Some people are, I guess. Some people just learn to live with it. I think there's ways to change the game and make it better without changing the game and making it worse. Because you want to save time. I don't know about you. I moved to Pennsylvania in 1991 from New York. So basically I was 10 years old. I had jumped on my friend's season ticket plan for the Yankees. It was a Saturday package. My first game in terms of the season tickets was game 3 of the 1999 World Series. I believe that was the Chad Curtis game. I know it was the Chad Curtis game because I was there. Two home runs and one of them was a walk-off. Would have been nice for game 4, but you take what you can get. So I jumped on the season ticket plan. And basically, our games were like every other week or so, the schedule. Saturday games, most of the time 1 o'clock games. So from where I lived, which is basically the Poconos, we'd have to leave PA around 9 in the morning. And depending on what time the game was, and this was the old stadium, and those who remember the old stadium remember that it took just as long to get out as pretty much it did to watch the whole game. It was like herding cow on the way to the slaughter. It was slow. You know what I'm talking about, those who remember. The new stadium is like, fuck, you got out of there in 5 minutes. It took 45 minutes to get out of that stadium. Worse in the playoffs in the World Series. You know what I'm talking about. You remember it. Smile. It's a painful, funny memory. So anyway, getting to the city early, usually go have a meal at the Yankee Tavern. And then we would go to the game. Drink before we got into the stadium because we didn't want to pay for overpriced shitty beer. This was like 20 years ago, so I can only imagine what it is now. And then the game, and we would stay for the whole game, no matter if they were getting their ass kicked, no matter if they were winning big, or if it ended in a Mariano save. But you commit your whole day to that. I imagine that's pretty much the same for anybody who's traveling to the stadium by train, bus, cab, walk, drive, bike, whatever the fuck. If you're going to watch the game, you're committed your whole day to it. That's my point. But they're like, oh, we got to save time. And, you know, they want to be more like football. You know why football is more popular than baseball? It's not because the games are relatively around 3 hours, 3.5 hour games. It's because they're violent. And you get to see exciting plays and people getting hit. That's why football is more popular. It speaks more to the soul than baseball. Now, I love baseball because of what it brings. The pureness. There's something inherently special about the game. And I feel like Manfred doesn't know it because if he was a fan of the game, he would know this. And there are people in his ear, and there are owners who are not fans of the game. These owners are about profit and tax write-offs and a shiny toy. That's what it is to them. They don't care. Most of them. I imagine there might be a few out there. But this is the marching orders he runs by. Make me more money every year. Does it matter if my team wins or not? If they win, great. If not, well, I can live with that too. I made more money this year. That's what it comes down to. Okay? If he was a fan, he would know that, yes, there's little things you can do to speed up the game. I'm not opposed to the pitch clock. I don't want pitchers up there taking 3 hours to throw a fucking pitch. The same way I don't want a batter stepping out of the box, adjusting his fucking batting gloves, his fucking helmet, his goddamn bat, whatever the fuck. Get in the fucking box and go. Not everything needs to be a chess game. It shouldn't take 45 seconds to throw a pitch. And then another 45 seconds to throw another pitch. Because the batter's stepping out of the box. Or the pitcher has got to fucking go through the 45 fucking signs. Or he's just slow. We don't need that. You can speed up the game with the clock. I'm a big fan of it. They want to have as little action as they can. They want to spend more time on commercials. They already bought the block. Basically, they've blocked out 4 hours. 1 o'clock game to basically 5 o'clock. 4 to 9. Especially if it's a prime time game. 8 to whatever. Of course, they should start those games a little earlier. That might help, but you know, they don't fucking get it. If he was a fan of the sport, he would know that there's ways to make the game better without fucking around with the game. This relief pitching bullshit where the guy has to face a minimum of 3 batters. I get the concept. I understand you want to speed up the game. But you can't really count on the game being sped up if the guy's getting fucking lit. Because he's got to go through his 3 batters. Then you can pull him out. And then another guy has to come in. And guess what? He's going to face 3 batters. So if they got no outs, you just extended the inning by fucking half hour more. You happy? That's 1 inning. Fuck. A fucking horrible rule. Instead of mixing and matching. I know why they did it. Because they don't like the goddamn unmanageable baseball, as Michael Kay likes to say, with the Yankees and Red Sox that takes 4 to 5 hours because each team has to throw 30 fucking moves. I get it. But that's rare. Not every team plays it that way. The Yankees and the Red Sox play each other like it's a goddamn World Series. They're always trying to best each other. That's a rivalry. That's never going away. Accept it. If you're a fan of the sport, you're a fan of those teams, you deal with it. You're used to it. But Rob Manfred is not a fan of the sport, is he? No. He's a fan of selling advertising. He's a fan of making his bosses the money. The World Series trophy is not a piece of metal. That alone is a fireable offense. Because if Rob Manfred was a fan of the sport, those words don't ever cross your mind. Who says that? Can you imagine if Gary Bettman called the Stanley Cup a piece of metal, the most iconic trophy in all of sports? There is no more iconic trophy. I'm sorry. The Lombardi Trophy? That's made every year. The World Series trophy, that's made every year. The Stanley Cup is not made every year. The ring does not get replaced until it is full of the team and its players' names. That's special. What do you think would happen if Bettman was up there and says, it's just a piece of metal, piece of tin? He would be fucking ousted. It would be so bad of a PR nightmare that the fans would shit a fucking storm. And the owners would have no choice because you can't come back for that. But in baseball, it's just a piece of metal. Sure, it means something to you and me. It means something to the players. Because it's not all about just playing for the money. Sure, the money's great. And they're not giving it back. And they're fighting always to get more. But they played a game to win a championship. Because that's how they grew up. This was their dream. 99.99999% of every baseball player who's ever made it to the bigs has at some point as a child dreamt, even us, people who have never made it that high, have never made it to the minors. We've all had that moment. You know the moment. Bottom of the ninth. Two outs. Bases loaded. Down by three. The grand slam walk-off. Yeah. We've all had that moment. The players have had that moment. Maybe there's that one player who's like, I'm just good enough to get to the majors and get that money. And I can give two fucks. You know, like Jeff Kent. Jeff Kent treated it as a job. But that's rare. And even when they won, I'm not even sure he was happy. I don't think he cared. But it's rare. Did he win? I don't even remember if he won. Yeah, they beat Anaheim. Or did Anaheim win? Fuck, I don't care. Doesn't matter. But that's not my point. So, the owners are not fans. Their puppet commissioner is not a fan. Every decision they make is to make money. And who suffers? We suffer because we allow it. And we say, thank you, may we have another. But this might be the final straw. Because like I said before, this season was a test. They had the bubble fucking playoffs, and that worked out for them in terms of weather, for the most part, was great. San Diego, Fucking LA, Texas. Pretty good baseball towns. Now, for this year, you dealt with it. Would I have liked it to have been the same as they played throughout the season? Yeah, I think that every team should have gotten a home game. I wasn't a big fan of the bubble thing, but I understood it because they wanted to get through the postseason without COVID as best they could because that whole Justin Turner thing, and I'm not going to get into it. It's a big fucking clusterfuck. I guess people are starting to get sick from it now. It is what it is. That's a whole other rant for another day. MLB fucked up on that. And that also looks bad for Manfred, Clown Fred, because he let this happen too. You know, I will get into it. Turner should not have been allowed to get on that fucking field. All right? Now, I know basically he told MLB security, I'm going out there. You're going to have to tackle me. Yeah, the optics don't look good. You know what else doesn't look good? His teammates and people in the organization getting sick because he was out there with no mask on at one point. And fuck, who knows what they were doing in the goddamn clubhouse. I understand it sucks, but it's the world we live in. I would have felt horribly bad for him. That he wouldn't have been allowed to celebrate with his team. And I get it. Because I would have been the same way in his shoes. You're going to have to tackle me. I'm going out there. Put me in a fucking hazmat suit if you have to. That's my team. We went to war all season. We won. There's no fucking way you're keeping me out. I understand it. Somebody has to be the grown-up. And it was a failure on every part, and it's another fucking notch. It lands on his doorstep because he's an idiot, because he's not a fan. He doesn't care. He is the worst commissioner in all of sports because he doesn't get it. He just doesn't get it. Now, the part that really makes me fucking furious, and this is where I may lose my shit, so get ready. If you haven't told, it was building up to this, and I think you knew it was coming. The concept of a neutral site World Series is worthy of further discussion. This is what Manfred said after the World Series. Folks, you know what they want to do. They want to turn the World Series into a Super Bowl event because the games are spread over a week and a neutral site, especially in a fair weather city, you can run events all week long. You can have sponsors and all this shit. And all the money comes rolling in for baseball. And that's fine and dandy. But what about the fans? I'm sorry. Speaking for the Yankees, speaking for all of you out there, I'm not trying to get in anybody's fucking pocket, but if the Yankees make it to the World Series, and I spent hard-earned money on season tickets or tickets throughout the year. I bought merchandise. I've bled for this team one way or the other. I was there along for the ride. I went to the playoffs. I struggled through the season. And they say, hey, thanks for showing up. We'll see you in spring training because the World Series is in LA again. We're back at San Diego, or we're in Texas, or we're in maybe a dome where you can have events everywhere. Bottom line is, we're not going to build an event around Yankee Stadium for 3 or 4 games because, first off, we don't know how long the series is going to go, and it's cold. So we won't make as much money as we will in a nice, warm city. You understand, right? No, I don't understand. Part of my best memories are the playoff games. I always say this on Twitter. My favorite game of all time was Game 5 of the 0-1 World Series, the Scott Brosius game. Are you kidding me? Just watch a clip of that. The fans were going fucking apeshit. And let me tell you, that video doesn't do it justice. Anybody who's ever been to a game like that will know. The stadium was shaking. What about 95? Not the World Series, but when Mattingly hit that home run. Can you imagine if that was in a fucking fair weather site? What the fuck? You're killing the moments. The home crowd on moments like that make the fucking moment. But he doesn't know this because he's not a fan. He's not a fan of the sport. What discussion is there to be had? It should be no. Because every owner should be like, no, I want my games played in my fucking stadium. How much more money are they going to make? And how are the other teams going to look at that? Teams that are never going to have a shot of making it to the World Series. Are they getting a piece of that pie? Because it would only be fair, right? That's how you're going to get the 32 fucking votes. Is this a unanimous thing? If the Yankees were to go along with this, what does that say about them? What does that say to us, the fans? Fuck you. Thanks for hanging with us all season. If you want to come see us in the World Series, you better book a fucking plane ticket and a hotel in advance. And we'll see you in fucking Anaheim. What? Yeah, that's great for Yankee fans that live out in the West Coast. But, you know, I'm sorry, no disrespect, but fuck you guys. That's part of the gig of moving away from the stadium. You can watch it on TV, you can go to the games when they come out to you. But if the World Series is in New York and you want to go to a World Series game, then you should be the one to fly out. I shouldn't have to be the one to fly out. The Yankee fans in New York and parts around should not be expected to fly out. And to what? Are you going for one game? So that's a 2-day trip? Are you buying all 3 games? You know how much that's going to cost with hotel and flight and everything? That's crazy. That's asking a lot for your fans to swallow this shit. The DH rule? Great rule. Love it. The 3-pitcher minimum bullshit rule? I fucking hate it. I think most people hate it. The man on second rule? It's mixed. If it becomes a thing, I'll learn to live with it. It's fine. I don't like it. I want it gone. But it is what it is. A neutral site World Series? No. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're out of your fucking mind. If any fans are behind this, these are fans who are not real fans. These are fans who are like, they're the people who just enjoy the sport for the sport. And I'm sorry, there's not enough of you to matter. And if there is, get fucked. The sport wasn't meant for people like you. If you enjoy the sport for the sport, then go to a fucking minor league game. The World Series should not be catered to people like you. It should not be catered to the billionaire owners who are just looking for an extra way to squeeze a dollar. It should not be catered to a commissioner who is not a fucking fan. This shit is unacceptable. And I know I might be jumping the gun here, and I'm hoping this is all for naught. But let it be known now that if anybody in baseball is listening to this, if anybody on the Yankees happens to listen to this, let it be known now that I not only speak for myself, I speak for the majority of the fans here. I think it's safe to say that most people, I would say 95% or more, hopefully, agree with what I'm saying. Fuck you. You're out of your fucking mind. Neutral site World Series. Yeah, if it's COVID related or any other future pandemic shit, well, then that's the way it goes. But if you're using this pandemic as a test, then you have no respect for the fans. And we already know that. Because say it with me, folks. He is not a fucking fan. Why is it so hard to find somebody who's a fan of the sport, someone who respects the history of the game, and could be the same guy who could find creative ways to make the sport grow, which brings in money, and market the sport, which also brings in money, without pissing off the fans? Why is it hard to do? Why is it always got to be the one way? Why can't it be a way that works for everybody? Especially the people who you take for granted. We put the money in the pocket. That money is not assumed. Maybe people need to reconsider what they're spending their money on. If you're having a neutral site World Series, and I spend money on season tickets to be able to get the option to buy the playoff tickets, which include a World Series ticket, because that's how it used to work when I was a season ticket holder. I imagine it's still the same. You're paying two different fucking prices because you have to buy the season tickets to get the playoff tickets, which includes a World Series game, which you're paying for. So what are you going to say? Pay for those season tickets, which go up every year, by the way, and pay for those playoff tickets, which is basically doubled or tripled. When I went 20 years ago, mind you, up until 2009 when they opened the stadium, it was the last year we had season tickets because they moved our seats from the old stadium to the new stadium. Not in the same location. It was kind of a shitty spot. Of course, it was more expensive. And we decided we're not going to pay for this. It was becoming a hassle. Blah, blah, blah. Needless to say, we weren't happy with the seats. So we gave them up for somebody else. You're welcome. But we gladly paid the money. Now, back then, I was paying for my Saturday package around $300, a little bit more, I guess, as the years went on. And it was roughly the same amount for the playoffs and the World Series. Of course, the World Series ticket cost more, but that's expected. And that's when the Yankees were good. So it was a hell of an investment. I guess that's what you call spend money to make money. Although, in my case, it was spend money to make memories. Memories. Because I will tell my son and my grandson one day that when they see highlights of the Yankees on TV, and I can say for at least a few of those games, I was there. But in the World Series is a neutral site. And after you're done in the ALCS and the Yankees are going to the World Series and you spent your hard-earned money to not even get to the World Series, because don't get this wrong, you ain't getting a World Series ticket. That's separate. You got to pay for that separately. And if you're smart, You buy it before the season's over with when they put the tickets on sale because they're going to go. Oh, they'll make their money. And that's the infuriating part. It'll be filled with fucking fans of other teams. What is this shit? Let's say it's the Yankees-Dodgers World Series. Let's say it's that, for argument's sake. Do you want Kansas City Royals there, fans? Texas Rangers? New York Met fans? Fucking Tampa fans? I mean, there's like three of them anyway, but you know what I mean. Come on. What is that? That's fans cheering for one team to win, and usually it's against the Yankees because everybody hates the Yankees. So they're cheering for the other team to win. That's not fucking baseball. That's bullshit. I'd rather have the fucking fans of the home team cheering for their team the same as we would cheer for ours. That's baseball. Not this bullshit money-making scheme. Come on. Get out of your fucking mind. And I'm passionate about it because it's worth being passionate about, but he doesn't get that because he's not a fucking fan. And there's no way we're going to get rid of this guy. The only way he's going to get fucking rid of is if he makes less money in 1 year than he did before for the teams. That's pretty much it. He's already embarrassed the sport. Ever since the Houston Astros thing, he fucked that up. The suspensions for fucking the managers. A 60-game suspension because of the season with the pandemic. Hinch got hired, and Cora got to go back to Boston. Are you fucking kidding me? You're a joke. You're a fucking joke. Everybody's laughing at you. Nobody has respect for you. The owners don't have respect for you because you're just making the money. And you take the fucking arrows from the fans. And you make a nice living to do so. But you're a fucking joke. He's worse than Goodell. I mean, there's no question about it. He's obviously not a fan. I've said this a ton. And it rings true. If it doesn't infuriate you, I don't know what will. A neutral site World Series is crazy. All right? It's crazy. And I think it does more damage to the sport than they can possibly think. If there are nobody in the room when this conversation comes up that says that, or if you need help saying it, just play this fucking episode in the room. You can skip fucking 40 minutes of it and get right to the rant and say, here, listen to this. This guy is the voice of the people. Will it matter? Probably not, because he's not a fan. The owners? I don't know. They'd have to calculate in their heads money gained and money lost. Are we going to make more on a neutral site over the long haul? Or fucking, am I going to lose money because the fans are going to take this shit out on us? I hope it's the latter. Because if they pull this shit off, folks, we're going to have a very different conversation about what to do. I don't want to get that far. I know you guys don't. If this doesn't make you mad, I don't know what will. If you're one of those people who thinks there's no way this can happen, you better get with the fucking program. It could goddamn very well happen, and it might just happen. I think there's more chance of it happening than not. I hope I'm wrong. Steinbrenner needs to hear this. Cashman needs to hear this. The other owners need to hear this. Clown Fred needs to hear this. Fucking shout it into the heavens. This needs to be spoken of. And the conversation should start with, all right, on the new business. The possibility of neutral site World Series. And the first response should be, we're not doing it. Next. Okay, on to the next one. Figure out another way to fuck the game up. This is possibly a killer. If you think I'm overreacting, you're wrong. I might be underreacting. Maybe I don't see the bigger picture, but I certainly see it better than they do because I'm a fucking fan. I'm not going to do a breathe in, breathe out fucking bullshit thing here. I'm mad. And I've been mad for a few days now about this. And I'm, you know, speaking strictly baseball, obviously, politics aside, I'm not even getting into that. If you saw me on Twitter, you kind of know how I feel about it. I held back, believe me, on what I wanted to say on a lot of things. But none of that shit matters. This is a baseball podcast. No neutral site World Series. That's all I got to say. And on that note, you have yourself a good week. I'll be back next week. Record another show. Episode number 32. We'll see what else pisses me off this week. Hey, maybe we'll have good news. Maybe there'll be a re-signing. Maybe there'll be somebody else coming to the Bronx. That's the one good thing about being a Yankee fan right now. The off-season, the hot stove's always heating up. Stick with me. We'll cover it together. Love you guys. I'll talk to you later. And as always, go Yankees.